QS 99.5, Drew and Tina at 7:08.
Lots of sun, high of 85. It is 73 and sexy right now.
I know why you're saying that.
Bum chicka, woo-woo.
Jake Owen on the show. Good morning, Jake. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We're good that you're on the phone, and I think the amount of times that we get to see you and talk to you in Chicago, have you thought about getting the condo downtown yet?
I should, man. I love Chicago. People ask me all the time. They're like, what's your favorite place to play in the country? And I always say Chicago. And I'm not just saying this because you guys are on the phone or whatever, but this has been 10 years since I've got a record deal. This week, actually, it's been 10 years since my first album came out, which is crazy to think that my fifth album is out now. From the day one, I'll never forget the day that I went to US 99 in Chicago. I had my wallet stolen out of my backpack.
Ouch.
What?
Yeah, on the tram in Chicago Airport, someone unzipped my thing and took my wallet and stuff out of my backpack, yes. And then I went there, went in that conference room, and for the last 10 years, you guys have not only played my music, but you've literally made me feel like a superstar in that town when I go there, and I hope you guys know how much I appreciate that.
We do, all the way from Yeehaw to American Country Love Song.
Yep.
One thing that we were supposed to ask you last week from Studio 99.5, Ray said you talked to him about doing some bodily damage to Thomas Rhett. Do you want to tell everyone listening about that?
Oh, no, I love Thomas Rhett. One of the cool things was the other day I saw he tweeted about how he's obsessed with my new record and told everybody to go get it, and that's the kind of guy he is. I love Thomas. We joked around because he was going to record a song that I played for him. I didn't know about it, and when I found out, I was like, oh my, I played him that song, and
he stole it.
It's a good thing that Thomas Rhett and I are such good buddies.
Yes.
Because if there's anybody else, I might have had to make something happen.
Well, you played some awesome songs last week in the studio. You played LAX, Good Company, Everybody Dies Young, and it was awesome. Like, every single song I just felt like kept getting better and better.
Well, thanks. I put a lot of work into this album and a lot of my heart and soul into it, and there's a lot of songs on there that individually mean a lot to me, and the individual meaning of each song kind of has their little things that kind of pull at my heartstrings a bit, and that's happy songs, sad songs, you name it. But I appreciate you saying that, because I spent a lot of time on this record to make sure it is the best I could make it.
Things we want to know about Jake Owen. Is it okay for a guy to use a gift card on the first date? We've been debating this all morning.
No, man, that's so cheesy. No way. You cannot use a gift card on a first date. That's bad.
Right? That's what I'm saying here, especially if you want to flatter the girl. Come on now.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
All right, Jake Owen says no. We got it.
All right,
Yeah, that's just, I feel bad for men out there, man, that don't know that's not cool. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, come on. You're like, you can't give the rest of us guys a bad name by going out using a gift card on your first date.
All right, Jake, what about this last lie you told?
That's probably the guy that doesn't open the door for her either.
Exactly.
What about this last lie you told to get what you wanted?
The last lie I told to get what I wanted?
I know you have one.
I mean, he is a superstar, but he still has to lie a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know, actually. I can't think. I try not to lie. I mean, I don't know.
All right, that's honest. Jake Owen, the one word you overuse.
Probably dude.
Dude.
That works.
That's a good one. What about who's the best person you've been stuck in an elevator with?
I did get caught in an elevator one time with Ferris Bueller.
Really? Matthew Broderick?
Yeah, Matthew Broderick. It was hilarious. What was even funnier was is Jamie Johnson was in that same elevator.
Oh my God!
And it was funny because we were all having a long late night in L.A. one night, and we got on the elevator to go up to the room, and all of a sudden the elevator opened and in walked Matthew Broderick, and he kind of looked at all of us like, "Oh dang, what did I just get myself into?"
Right.
And no one said anything to him either, because I think he was just like so quiet standing there, you know. But that was probably the most interesting elevator ride that I've had.
And you were thinking to yourself, should I ask for a selfie or not? Probably not.
Yeah, no, I didn't ask for one of those.
Last picture you took on your phone. What if I look in your phone right now, what's the last picture you took?
Probably a selfie of me talking into this microphone that I'm talking to you on right now.
Okay.
So I could tweet it. Telling people that I was doing interviews.
Last question for Jake Owen, Tina. He said a word last week describing his album. What was the word?
Horny.
Can you explain yourself, please?
I I've got a horn section in the band now, and on a few songs on the album, we'd use them, and there's definitely some brass instruments on that. So that's where it came from.
Jake, we love you in Chicago. We appreciate you calling. The new album is American Love, and we'll see you back in town at the real estate closing soon.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, Jake. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.